now 6 minutes past seven on Morning Ireland, and here with her first look at what it says in Friday's papers is Fiona Kelly.
Yesterday's announcement of cutbacks at RTE provides the lead story in today's Irish Independent and Irish Sun, with both papers focusing on the salaries of the station's top earning presenters. This story also generates extensive coverage in most of today's other papers. Leo to RTE, you can have a new licence fee, but not for 5 years. That's a caption alongside a picture of the Taoiseach on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. While the Irish Times runs with the front page story on Micheál Martin's criticism of the Taoiseach and his assertion that if Fianna Fáil was in power, the party would bring in a new broadcasting charge within a year. In a piece she has written for today's Times, meanwhile, RTE chairwoman Moya Doherty puts the case for reforming the TV licence. The lead editorial in The Independent provides further analysis. RTE facing hard fight in an era dominated by fake news is the headline there. And writing on the opposite page, Eamon Delaney suggests that RTE needs to switch itself on to the real world and the changing media landscape. And over in the Irish Examiner, UCC academic Mark Cullinan says that RTE needs to win the case for public service media in the 21st century with the public in public. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Examiner leads with the Law Reform Commission's call for changes to our consent laws. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports that house building in Dublin has stalled for the first time since 2015 amid concerns that the central bank's lending rules may be constraining affordability. The Mail leads with the possibility of a strike by hospital consultants. The court appearance of a man in connection with the killing of 11-year-old Brooklyn Colbert in Limerick City on Sunday night is carried as the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. Truck driver heard knocking from his trailer, that's a headline on the front of today's Examiner. And the Echo leads with this story about the discovery of 15 stowaways from Iraq and Iran who were found in the trailer of a truck owned by Cork-based company Delaney Transport in the UK on Wednesday night. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Star interviews Patrick O'Brien, who was recently released from prison, having served a sentence for sexually abusing his daughter Fiona Doyle at their family home in Dunleary in the 1970s and 80s. The conviction given to Declan O'Neill yesterday for the murder of his 51-year-old mother Anne O'Neill in Belfast Crown Court yesterday provides the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. The directors of Quinn Industrial Holdings have refused an offer to meet members of the Quinn family, which was made via a statement to BBC's Spotlight programme. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish News. And finally, you might remember coverage on this slot some weeks ago of a vase which a Cork family brought to an antiques valuation at Blarney Castle in September. At the time, the family was delighted when Shepherd's auctioneers valued what turned out to be a Ming vase at between 80 and 120,000 euro. Well, the Examiner reports on its front page today that the 15th century vase attracted lots of attention and bids at auction and eventually sold to an unidentified bidder for 610,000 euro.